And the house that you grew up in, did you use a fireplace?
Sure did. Mm-hmm. Back in them days, wasn't nothing but fireplace.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you had to use the fireplace or you did without.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. You remember what people called the big pieces of wood they burned in the fireplace?
Matchsticks?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes, sir. Hauled me a matchstick on my back, throw it on the fire.
Well, those things burn all night.
They burn all night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Get up the next morning, throw your little killing on that and get started with fire for the rest of the day.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Did you have a place over the fireplace like that right there?
Mm-hmm. Where
you
called mouthpiece.
And what about those things inside the fireplace that you would lay the logs across?
Dog iron.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Made out of metal?
Right.
Is that what that is?
Cast iron.
Cast iron. Mm-hmm. I see. Did you have a name for that place kind of like that right there? An open place in front of the fireplace?
Mm-hmm. Hot.
Mm-hmm. What was the purpose of that? Was it to prevent a fire or?
Prevent a fire. Fire fall out from the fireplace, catch on the hearth, and wouldn't get out on the floor.
Mm-hmm. I see. What did people call the thing on top of the house that the smoke would go up out of?
Chimney?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
What if that was at you said that there were some factories here at Houston. Do any of them have the tall thing that the smoke goes out of?
Well, no. I don't believe the factory in town got a smokestack.
Mm-hmm.
All run with electric or gas.
Yes, sir. I see. You mentioned kindling a minute ago.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever hear people around here call that light wood or lighter?
Yeah, lighter wood. They call it lighter wood, kindling, whatever you might call it, mm-hmm. Some people. Go out and gather pine knot.
Yes, sir. That was the best wood to use for?
That's right. For starting fire.
Starting fire. I see. What about after you burn the wood for a while, was it a good idea to clean it out every so often?
Oh, yeah. They take the ashes out about every other day. Take the ashes out and start all over new.
I see. Did you ever get this black stuff building up inside the fireplace?
Sir?
Yes, sir.
Up in the chimney, do you have, sir? Sure would.
Some people have told me that stuff can catch a fire. Have you ever heard that?
Yes, I have. I've seen it catch fire, like chimney that. Sure have.
Sounds like it could be pretty dangerous.
Well,
situation.
Yes, it's not too dangerous because it catch fire and burn your chimney out because the sun or the soot fall on top of the roof, but it'd go out, go right out.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Could you tell me about some things that people would have in their living room that they wouldn't have anywhere else in the house?
In the living room?
Yes, sir.
Well, back in those days, they'd have what we call old Grafnola. And they have a piano, an organ used to be stylish, they used to have organs. They have that in the living room, more so than what any other room in the house.
Yes. What about the thing that you're sitting in?
Yes, they, well, a lot of time they have these recliners in the bedroom. We have a recliner in our bedroom.